I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Anytime new technologies come along, you can bet new government regulations won't be far behind. And that's the case with a new technology that allows users to make local and long-distance telephone calls over the Internet. It's called Voice over IP, and next month, the Federal Communications Commission will look at ways to regulate it. Here to explain Voice over IP is technology writer Shani Jardin. Hi, Shani.
Hi, Madeline.
So how does it work?
Well, it works a lot like email, you could say. When you speak into the phone, the sound of your voice is broken up into little packets of data that travel over the Internet. And then when they arrive at their destination, they're reassembled and heard once again as sound. And the really cool thing about this is that transferring speech in this way doesn't take a whole lot of bandwidth, and the resulting service is something that's really cheap. In some cases, voice over IP providers are essentially offering free global calling, and that's a big deal.
Free?
Free.
That is a big deal. So we're going to try it. We're going to call across country to our reporter in our Miami bureau, Philip Davis, and we're going to get our producer, Chip Grabo, to make the call, and let's see how it sounds.
Hello?
Hi, Philip.
Hi.
It's Madeline.
Hello.
Well, you sound great.
You sound pretty good, too.
So you use this all the time?
I use this phone a lot as our personal residential phone line. We are completely off the Bell telephone system when it comes to using the phone for our family. So this phone is used for, you know, personal calls, long-distance calls, and international calls to Mexico.
And it's cheap, right?
It's very cheap. You pay a monthly price, and all local calls are free, and long-distance calls in the United States are free as well. And then international calls are very inexpensive. For example, the call from here to Mexico is under 6 cents a minute.
Okay, Philip,
shocking,
thanks.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm shocked that you can get a good deal these days in anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Philip, well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Happy dialing.
Talk to you later.
That's Philip Davis in our Miami bureau speaking to us via voiceover IP. Now, Shani, this technology isn't new, is it?
It first gained attention in the mid-90s when companies like Cisco and Nortel were providing internet telephony services to large corporations who wanted to save on phone bills. But when more people throughout the country began getting faster internet connections, the interest in voice over IP in the home really started to heat up.
So I imagine that this is making the traditional phone companies kind of shake in their boots. How will this affect them?
Well, they have good reason to be afraid. I mean, who doesn't want cheaper phone calls? Who wouldn't want free phone calls anywhere in the world? But a number of conventional telecom companies are essentially saying, look, if we can't beat them, let's join them. Quest just announced, the fourth largest phone company just announced recently that it will begin offering voice over IP services. There are a number of other instances where we see traditional telecom providers moving towards this space. And the implications are significant. I mean, if the cost of making a phone call anywhere is essentially the same as the cost of sending an email, I mean, virtually free, how will we choose to communicate with each other? That's the big question.
Teenage girl here talking to teenage girl in Zambia for hundreds of hours.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but we'll find out.
Okay, great. Shani Jardin is a technology writer with Wired magazine and the co-editor of the tech blog, boingboing.net. Thanks, Shani.
Thank you, Madeline.